On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. Do the show every Wednesday at noon. Mark your calendars. Check out the previous shows at ksro.com. And, you know, you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. There you're going to find lots of tidbits. You know, there's a lot going on in the local economy and marketplace that I like to opine on. But we also have great guests. Their information are always there. And you know, it's so funny. I come in here sometimes bumping around one direction or the other as to where what I want to talk about. And lately, the transition from people starting to figure out how to rebuild the houses has commenced. So it's essentially folks got their insurance money. They're still working through some of the partial claims, but most people have received insurance money that I've experienced talking to. And they're sitting here going, what do I do with this hundreds, lots of zeros in my bank account that I've never seen before?
Right.
So I'm going to talk about that today.
Okay.
Because I know that it doesn't affect the majority of the listeners, but we all know people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do. Everyone knows somebody.
Everybody knows somebody or several people impacted. So I've been a resource to a lot of local realtors, contractors, builders, others. I want to be a resource to anyone listening. And you can always reach us at 707-583-8100. That's the phone number to the Bay Equity Home Loans offices. Mm-hmm. And this isn't like soliciting you to call so that we can do your home loan. Yes, that may be one of the options you choose to go. But we really are just having lots of conversations with people just to help them and just to understand what their options are moving forward with their account full of all these zeros, you know, and their account, their home essentially needing to be rebuilt or sold, right? So call us at 707-583-8100 and really figure out what your options are.
Right.
Again, whether or not we make you a home loan is secondary to our purpose of getting you information. And I've got a lot of really experienced, some of the most experienced people in the business work for us at Bay Equity Home Loans. We actually don't have anybody that works for us that hasn't been in the business for at least 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're staffed with really, really highly qualified loan officers, and we're proud of that.
And you're doing the construction loans too, which other people aren't necessarily doing?
Yeah, so you know the issue with construction financing is it's a very challenging type of financing. It takes someone who has lots of experience to really explain, and we do that. I'm doing it daily now for people. Construction financing doesn't necessarily match up with any other type of financing that you've ever seen as a homeowner. In fact, there's a lot of rules and particulars about it. I'm going to talk about that in the second half of the show.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. We'll pick that up around about 10, 15 minutes. But construction lending is a challenging environment to bank in, and there's not a lot of options. So Bay Equity Home Loans is committed to providing construction loans. And again, you can always call us at 707-583-8100 to talk to a licensed loan officer. Again, we're proud that we have loan officers that have been in the business for at least 10 years. That really does mean something to us. We've got a great real estate agent on the line, and I brought him on because he's got a couple new listings. Affordability is a big problem right now in our marketplace.
Yeah.
And Casey Mull is with W Real Estate. Hey, Casey, how are you?
I'm good, George. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling in. You've got this really great listing that I wanted to highlight on our show. I'm sure it's going to go quick, but I wanted our listeners to have a shot at it. Tell us about this listing over on Nikki Drive.
Yeah, you know, it's because it's such a competitive market out there, we're actually going to wait and review offers to give everyone a chance. I'm going to host open houses on Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 1 to 4.
Okay.
But it's just a great location. 439 Nikki Drive, it's a single-level vaulted ceiling home. Been maintained throughout the years. It's been one owner. And it's a 3-bed, 2-bath. It is all mostly original finishes inside, which is perfect for the first time home buyer or someone looking to come in and put their own touches. So it's a really great listing.
That gives people the opportunity to get in at a price that's affordable and take their time to customize the home, really, right? I mean, not everyone needs to buy a finished, beautifully remodeled home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a tough time right now to get contractors out to complete the work. But if you have the patience, and it is a livable home at the current in its current state, and it's ready for someone to come in there and live and make it their own. It's a great listing.
So let's talk about the price. What's the list price on that one?
List price is $579. Yeah. It's one of the largest square footages in the neighborhood, at 1558 square feet. Mm-hmm. It has an attached beautiful sunroom, that kind of goes out into the backyard. So it adds like some extra square footage, and, it's an affordable price that gives people the opportunity to come in there and buy something under $600, which isn't very common anymore.
You know, and the reality I think we have to face, folks, is there's not a lot of homes under $600,000, and there's a ton of buyers out there. So what do you do to encourage buyers to compete in this area, this level? You know, not just for this listing, but in general, what is the competitive advantage to make your offer stand out? You're going to get 10 to 15 offers on a house like this. How does a buyer win?
I would say the way I operate my listings is I try to get all my disclosures out front. I do all the inspections. I have everything done so that when a buyer, even with a loan, can compete with cash, because they can come in, they can review all the disclosures, and they can remove their contingencies. They can be more competitive in that end. Mm-hmm. But I would say one of the main things that I do with all my buyers, and it may seem kind of corny, but I think putting together a nice letter to the seller with pictures explaining how much you care about or what you and your family would do in that home and how much it means to you, that always seems to work. At least give me a leg up with my clients.
Sure.
You know, someone that's lived in it since 1985, raised their family there, you know, they're most likely going to want a family that maybe has had a hard time and finally has an opportunity, or maybe they were unfortunate in October and had their house burned down and they're looking for a new place. So, you know, there's a lot of different directions you can go to be competitive.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the folks that lost homes, there's a lot of you know, sort of a spring opportunity here for people that did lose their homes, because now they're starting to rebuild, but they have insurance money they could use to buy a home like mm-hmm. this, and then later they can make a decision to turn one of the properties into an investment, right, Casey?
Correct. You know, I just based on that, I had a client we just closed last week over on Wood Road. It was a client that lost their home off Ribley. They jumped the gun with their insurance and got their insurance money quickly. I just had a listing I brought on last week in Sonoma, and we are in escrow, and it's with someone that lost their home in Glen Ellen to a fire. So, you know, insurance monies are coming in, and those people need something. So need a place to live. So it's a really hot market for those people.
Yeah, and you know, expediency to close is a key factor for a lot of sellers, right? So I imagine the ability for someone to get, you know, not necessarily an all cash buyer. That's not necessarily realistic for everybody, but to get their financing quickly, the sellers are looking for fast closings, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so pre-approval is a big part of that process. We're helping people at Bay Equity Home Loans get pre-approved. We actually got one to Loan Docs in 13 days the other day. It was crazy. So, you know, by having their information completely ready to go and review and analyze, you know, we had a gentleman on the air a couple weeks ago talking about, you know, organizing your finances, right, and having it all in one place. That's really critical. So we move at the pace of the market, and moving quickly for some reason is what sellers always want to do. So Casey, this listing here that you have, you've mentioned that it's at 439 Nikki Drive. It's in Santa Rosa. And tell us about the open house again.
It's going to be open this Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4.
Okay. So that's this, this weekend, on the 24th and 25th from 1 to 4. It's listed at 579. But Casey, not everyone's going to get in. So they're going to come by, they're going to meet you, and hopefully you'll have some opportunities to tell people about other houses on the market, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely have a list of other homes that are available that are fit different categories. And so we'll have a lot of fun. So stop on by.
That's great. So Casey, when we enter into spring, typically this becomes the buyer season, selling season, I should say, and buyers are out there trying to find the right home. Do you see inventory starting to pick up? I understand that there was quite a few new pages in the broker's tour this week. So what's happening with inventory?
It's so interesting, because the last few weeks it's been down. A couple weeks back it was up, and then this week it seems like a lot of homes are coming on the market. Mm-hmm. You know, there was 25, I believe I was told there was 25 properties on broker's tour in Santa Rosa yesterday.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, I mean, it is. It seems like inventory is picking up, and in my short career, but in the 4 years I've been doing real estate, it seems every time after Super Bowl Sunday is when the market starts picking up.
Yeah.
And I guess you can't, it doesn't hurt having this amazing weather we're having.
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully it doesn't stay so amazing so long. We need some rain.
We need rain, yes.
We do. And I thought I was going to wake up to some snow today, but
yeah, it's cold.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it does happen every once in a while. Well, great. Casey Moll with W Real Estate. How do people get a hold of you?
My direct line is 707-931-8999. But you can also reach me via my email, which is casey@wrealestate.net.
Yeah, Casey is spelled Casey at wrealestate.net. You know, W Real Estate's a great company. Randy Waller, Tony Shira, owners, local, great real estate company. Big fan of the people that work there and those guys in general. Good for the community. And a lot of building happening right now. W Real Estate's been a big part of that. So if you call Casey, I'm sure he can give you a list of other homes that are on the market, new stuff hitting the market every day. Again, Casey Moll, real estate agent with W Real Estate. Call him at 707-931-8999. All right. Hey, Casey, thanks. And good luck with that open house. I'm sure you're going to be quite busy out there, my friend.
George, thank you so much for having me, and good luck to everyone out there searching for homes.
All right, great. Casey Moll, W Real Estate, thanks again. So we're going to go into our commercial break. I'm going to come out talking about refinancing mm-hmm. and some of the things that people are doing, not just folks that are affected by fires, but also just folks that want to take advantage of the equity gained in their homes. And sure. A lot of people have charged up their credit card. A lot of people have put off deferred maintenance. They don't, you know, they're typing their address into Zillow every once in a while to determine what the value of their home is. There's really a better way. And that's through doing a mortgage analysis. We do that all the time. So if you want to have a mortgage analysis, call the folks over at Bay Equity Home Loans. Confidential conversation costs nothing. You can reach them at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. I just cracked my voice.
It's okay.
I'm so excited. All right, folks, we're going to commercial break. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back. Thanks.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you could finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair, and you know, this show is focused on a multitude of topics, both at world and nationwide and local. And you know, one thing that seems to be constant is the need to refinance, and the multitude of reasons as to why people do that.
Yeah, so many reasons,
and where you start, how that conversation progresses, where you end up. So important. It's the biggest financial transaction most people will ever do. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, if someone has a home loan at $500,000, that's real money somewhere along the line of, right. of banking institutions that hold these bonds and these funds for you as a mortgage lender. That money costs you something. It costs you the interest rate. It costs you the fees, and there's not that many different loan programs out there, but there are a ton of lenders out there. What's unfortunate is that so many of them misrepresent what they're offering. And by doing so, they've conditioned homeowners to look for the wrong information. Hmm. And what I mean by that is, think of a 30-second commercial that you see for Rocket Mortgage or Cash Call or any of these internet lenders. What they do is they put their interest rate and their program up on the TV screen, and it dazzles you. That's its job. And then there's a paragraph of fine print.
That you can't even read.
That you can't even read.
No.
When you hear a radio commercial, the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has started policing the disclaimers more. I have radio commercials. You'll always hear my commercial. It's at the end. It's 10-second disclaimer. It's read at normal pace because it has to be understood. It hasn't really caught up in the TV world.
Right.
You know, they flash it up there. I've stopped and take a picture of the thing and actually analyze it before, and I've talked about it on our show. So there's a saying in our business, what the big print giveth, the fine print taketh away.
Right.
And I can't say that very quickly due to the enunciation required to get those words out and those syllables out. But the reality of mortgage loan advertising is it is deceptive in large part, and it has created a false sort of conditional conversation that people have with their lender, which is, what's my note rate? Your note rate is important, but what it costs for you to get that loan, what the time and what the fees are, all go into that cost of getting that loan. It's important to understand. And so when you think about it like this, when you get a cheap mortgage, you're probably getting a cheap experience, right? I remember in college, one of my business case studies, we studied about restaurants that give you value. The perceived value is the more food you get on your plate, the worse the service can be.
Oh my. Oh, huh.
And it's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. If you go to a fast food restaurant, the speed to produce that food and the chemicals used to make it taste good, right?
Yeah.
And the cost are worth it. To people, are worth the health side effects,
because
or that
the
they're going to be hungry
right.
again in an hour
right.
because it's just full of sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take that conversation to mortgage lending, which is low interest rate in exchange for poor service. There's an absolute correlation. And I talk to people, and sometimes do-it-yourself lending works. People are very savvy, especially over the last 10 years. Many, many people have had home loans, and they feel they can do it themselves. But are you really getting the best loan when you go figure it out yourself, right? Is Zillow accurate with your home price? No. A lot of people will go on Zillow and they go, that's not what my home's worth. My home's worth more than that. Or, wow, my home's actually worth less than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do-it-yourself lending is something that people need to be aware of. They need to be careful of. Now, there's people going, hey, you know, I got a great deal when I went online and found it myself, and I don't need to pay a broker. That's right, you don't. That's where a company like Bay Equity Home Loans or any other mortgage banker, credit unions do a great job at lending. They provide, companies like Bay Equity provide really good local available brick and mortar service. So you can actually walk in, have a great conversation with somebody, but also have the entire technology experience that you're used to or want from do-it-yourself lending.
Right.
And millennials today, they're the fastest growing segment of homeowners and buyers. Millennials love technology. Statistically, they start all their searches on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But guess what? Millennials, the younger professionals of our community, are very cautious about who they work with. And they actually prefer to work with someone that they can talk to face-to-face.
Look at that.
Which
yeah.
is really interesting. So they're onto something, right? It's understanding the information that's available online from a research perspective, becoming a savvy shopper, but at the end of the day, going in and sitting down and having a real conversation that you can, you know, chew on some numbers. I call it matching, coming up with a game plan, matching up the X's and O's for that
mm-hmm.
game plan.
Right.
Right. So the reasons that people refinance, the reason people that purchase will use a local direct lender is because of the combination of the brick and mortar experience and the best technology available without falling through the cracks. You know, if you start your loan with an internet lender, and you don't fit in the box. And by the way, most people don't fit in the box. I know
right.
the box. It's really narrow. you are going to work with a loan officer. It's going to happen. So they dazzle you online or to go online and start this process. And then all of a sudden, boom, you hit a roadblock. Oh, you've been self-employed. Well, I'm going to need to go down a whole different rabbit hole with you.
Yeah, you don't fit in the box. So now that sort of one-click thing that you thought you could do is not actually true.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, let's get into the reasons of a refinance. A lot of people think, oh, I want to protect my interest rate. I got a 3.99% interest rate 2 years ago, and I should never refinance that. Well, maybe. Or maybe you also have $20,000 in high interest debt, and you're never going to pay that off. You don't have the resources to. You're on a fixed income. You're looking at retirement down the road. How do you get out of it? Well, it might mean you need to go to a 4.5% or 5% interest rate to get out of it. And the cost difference is mitigated by the savings of paying off high interest debt.
Right. Better to have a 4 or 5% loan, mm-hmm. home loan, than a 30% credit card loan.
That has a default rate built into it, right? So you screw up.
Yep.
And or something happens mm-hmm. and you don't make that payment. Now you have a default rate of 30, 40%. Oh, and those $35,000 personal loans that's so easy to obtain, you get them in the mail.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $35,000 loan. The APR on those is shocking. It's in the hundreds of percents. It's like a paycheck advance loan.
Wow.
It's not regulated. That's why it's at $35,000, folks. Mm-hmm. So it's regulated under a different law than other consumer finance loans. So you end up with these high interest consumer debt payments to protect your 3.99% interest rate. I'm sorry to say that's not the best business planning. That's not going to get you ahead. What will get you ahead is talking to a loan officer, looking at your options, refinancing out of the overall debt picture mm-hmm. and using your home's equity to do that. And having an honest conversation. And folks, just because you work with a local lender, like Bay Equity Home Loans, doesn't mean our interest rates are so much worse than the internet lender, right? Mm-hmm. There is a balance there. And at the end of the day, the people we work with are always happy. And we've got great reviews on online. It's easy to find on Zillow and on Yelp and on Google. We have, and Facebook, we have great social media reviews and great rates. So don't fall in the do-it-yourself lending trap. It's people do it all the time. And our industry is, like I said, they've conditioned people to see this starter teaser rate as being the reason to call this lender. It's just not the reason. Mm-hmm. This is a big transaction, Michelle.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, biggest transaction in people's lives. So, you know, here's some reasons why people refinance. And, you know, this is intended just to kind of move the coals around a little bit, get people thinking a little bit more. First off, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, those are headed up. So if you've been protected by the federal monetary policy for the last several years of keeping rates low, that's changing. Inflation, other pressures on the economy are driving interest rates up. So your ARM, your adjustable rate mortgage that was really good for a long time is not going to be good anymore. So fix the interest rate. Call us. We'll help you do it. And you can call Bay Equity Home Loans. Speak to a loan officer. They're ready to help. I'm ready to help. 707-583-8100. The other reason you might refinance is you bought your home with a low down payment. We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. You can get in with 3.5% down, but then you have mortgage insurance.
Right.
Mortgage insurance is great because it helped people get in with low down payments, cheaper than coming up with an extra $100,000. You pay a couple hundred bucks a month, you get mortgage insurance, saves you from having to come up with $100,000 for 20% down. However, the market has shifted positively in your favor for a long time. So you could potentially refinance out of that loan that has the mortgage insurance into a new loan. And you know, you don't have to put the blinders on. The process isn't that daunting. And if it was daunting before, it may be because you did a do-it-yourself loan. Or it was because you worked with the wrong people. And that's where, again, at Bay Equity Home Loans, all of our folks are as experienced as you can find. We don't have, I'm going to call them newbies. I don't have newbies. I've had newbies. We don't need any newbies. This market right now requires very experienced loan officers.
Yeah.
Financial situations change. People evolve. You know, we've been conditioning ourselves as consumers and homeowners to have a 30-year fixed mortgage. Do you know people refinance or sell every 5 to 7 years?
Right. So why do you need that?
Yeah, why do you need that? Right. When you have a 30-year fix compared to a shorter fixed term, you're paying more every month. Mm-hmm. So if your stepping stone loan essentially was that to get you into something else, well, that something else might be a new home somewhere else, or it might be something you're going to sell in 5 years. Let's look at a 5-year fix or a 7-year fix or a 15-year fix. Mm-hmm. Let's look at these programs that have an initial shorter period term that's fixed, and then, you know, they become adjustable or you have paid it off. So you have options. People's life evolve. Things change all the time.
Right. Or things that you want to finance, like children's tuition or a trip.
Maybe you want to go back to school yourself.
Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things.
Lots of people, you know, people constantly evolving and changing and growing. Yeah. And covering the cost of that is cheap when you do it in your mortgage. It did the, you know, in the fours and fives range. It's cheap. It just is. And you can use your home's equity to cover all that.
Yeah.
So, folks, that's what it is. You know, sometimes it comes out sounding like a sermon, but that's really what I do. I coach people through their options. So if you want to know what your options are, call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. We'll give you that local direct information and the best technology with the best experienced loan officers you can find. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. Thanks for tuning in. You can catch us online at facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. And until then, be good. See ya.